Yo, welcome to the Hunger Games 2025, where the rich get richer while the poor just survive. They dress in gold, sipping champagne, while fires burn homes, leaving people in pain. Celebs at the Grammys in diamonds and pearls, 20,000 dresses while they flex for the world. Meanwhile, families can't afford a meal. Kids starving in the streets, tell me how that feel. They want us divided, living in fear. Setting up smart cities, tracking us clear. Mega district zones, straight from the script. I controlled every move, getting clipped. 15-minute zones, locked in the grid. You step out of bounds, they're cutting your bid. No freedom, no cash, just a digital chain. The elites play gods while we die in the flames. It's the Hunger Games, we just pawns in a...
Welcome to another episode of the Truth Mafia podcast with your host, Tommy Truthful. We got an amazing episode for you today. As always, let me do this just in case I play a clip that, you know, might get me in trouble or something. This is called Fair Use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. And today's podcast, like always, is brought to you by our sponsors. Our links are down below in the description. We got Body Align in the Energy Wellness Band. Amazing product, guys. Make sure you use promo code TRUTHMAFIA, all one word. The T is capital. The M is capital. It's amazing product. Helps against the 5G frequencies and the EMF. Again, that link is down below. And then my favorite product, the Nano Soma, which comes from sugarcane. And it kind of, when you really look into this product, it helps clear all them toxins and stuff out of your body. It was patented in Switzerland. It has two patents on it, and it was made from the sugarcane, extracted from the sugarcane plant. And, you know, they took sugarcane out of everything and hit us with this corn syrup. So it kind of makes sense when you look into how good and beneficial this stuff really is for us. So that link is down below. There's no promo code on that one, though. All the links are down below, and we have a special guest today. I'm going to introduce right now my brother from another mother, Jacob.
Yes. Welcome to the Hunger Games.
You like that?
I don't know it. Yeah, did you do that? Did you write that?
That's me. I write all the music that I produce. So,
man, that was really, it set the mood. And, man, you know, this is it. They're even talking about, you know, switching this country into a bunch of districts. So we may be.
It's pretty tight, right? It was based off, you know, kind of the Hunger Games thing. Because when I watch these type of award shows, Jacob, like the Grammys or the Golden Globes or whatever, it reminds me of that. They're going there bragging and, oh, look what this one's wearing. And this one's got a $20,000 dress on.
Yeah.
You know why there's kids out in the street starving. And bro, I'm not about socialism at all. I think if you earn your money, you should keep it. But like, when's enough enough? You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah. You know, sadly, there's always going to be a wealth disparity in the world. You know, there's always going to be rich. There's always going to be, I mean, you know, this is something that even Jesus talked about. He says, you know, you're always going to have the poor with you. Right. But you should be really excited that, you know, that you're in the moment that you're in right now, that you have this moment, that you have this moment right here. This is a good moment to be in. That's why everything's so exciting and so spooky.
It is a good moment. It's an exciting moment to be alive.
Hey, you are alive. You almost died. Do people know that you were in the hospital?
Yes, they definitely do.
Oh my goodness.
I did almost die for a second real quick. But I'm back and doing amazing. Thank God.
Yeah.
It was crazy. You reached out to me the day I was getting out too. So that was kind of.
I had no idea. Yeah. I felt bad for you. No, I mean, I was really happy to hear, you know, good things come out of this. Sometimes we get knocked on our high horse, you know, like we think everything's so great and then we get smacked on the head. And now you're going to be making a change in your lifestyle completely, aren't you? What were we just talking about?
Yep. I mean, I kind of was already before I went as far as my diet and stuff goes. But yeah, I'm going swimming now and trying to just work on myself. Because not just our physical body, but but then we have a biofield, our energy body. Right. So I'm constantly trying to better myself. And, you know, we got to work out our minds too, Jacob. A lot of these people forget that. Everybody's right. just getting all their information online now. So I like to, at night after I do my little routine that I've started doing, I always read at night, man. I'm real big into reading. I like to read different books. And
yeah, what are you reading now? Anything interesting?
Well, I finished up The Institute, so I got to get a new one. Stephen King's The Institute.
Oh, speaking of Stephen King, this is a good segue into our Hunger Games show. Did you know that he wrote a book called The Black House?
Oh, The Black House? I did not know.
Yeah, and it's connected to the Dark Tower. So there you got right there. You got Jaden Smith, right? And yeah. he says that he's wearing that vampire house, supposedly, right? Transylvania's in the house. Hey, listen, vampires are everything. Elon says that he's a time-traveling vampire, right?
Right.
Something like that. But yeah, there. So the real Kim Shady posted, you know, I was putting my show together, and she posted just that out there, you know, because there's also the Church of Satan, the Black House that was where Anton LaVey, I guess is his name, you know, all the spooky people were there. They went probably like drank blood, did weird things, little bunch of candles, right?
Right, little bunch of candles.
Speaking of, you know, when I think of like that, I think of that. They just did some great, I don't know, some like Catholic thing, I guess, in Peru or something. And everybody was like in black hoods. People, you'll see it in your feed soon. I didn't look into it too much, but that's what I think of, something dark and spooky.
But yeah, the black castle, that my mom actually sent that to me. And, you know, it represents forbidden knowledge. It's also tied to alchemy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of different connections with that black house. Well, the black house symbolism and the black castle symbolism you see on his head there.
Yeah.
It also gets into Saturn, the black cube.
Yeah, which we know
the elites love that. That's that's a real big thing with them. They love that black cube symbolism. So my mom's like, hey, she always likes to see what the symbolism is because she didn't really grow up learning that stuff. So she'll send it to me and be like, what's this mean? And I'll break it down for her. Yeah. So shout out to my moms.
How cool is that? That your mom's like, did you see the black house? Did you see? It's connected to the occult, son. Get on it.
My mom's a Christian, so there's
some good thing. Yeah, I mean that's beautiful. Yeah,
she's not into everything esoterically. I grew up Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ and God. I just don't like to go by like labels, but
I mean religion is what killed, you know, Jesus in the story, Yahshua in the story. Religion was what, you know, they demanded, you know, it was the system, the religious system. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't really an entire, like people say it was an entire, you know, race of people that did this. No, it was the corrupt religious system. And the word religion itself means to bind. I think it's regular in Latin or something. It means to bind together.
Exactly.
Yeah, they said we want him put to death because we don't have a law. So Rome, this is the reason why Rome put the truth to death. And when I say the truth is because Jesus is, you want to talk about symbols, right? He his life, which I believe literally happened, but that's besides the point. Because the main point is the truth of the story and the spirit of the story, which is what, you know, God wants to relay. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And if you put those three things together, it sounds a lot like the way to truly live your life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The way to truly live your life, which would be to love, right? So the way to truly live your life was put to death at a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Golgotha, which means the skull. This, the skull. If you point to your temples, everybody, if you're watching right now, point to your temples. What's between your temples? It's your brain. That's where the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God, behold, is within you. In fact, the throne actually even looks like a brain. Just an amazing thing. I don't like to get hung up in religion because there's not supposed to be any division in Christ, but there's a gabillion denominations. You know?
Yeah, they try to use division with us a lot, and I don't like that either. control.
You know, control.
Yeah, man. I'm all about, like, if you want to believe in Allah and Islam, that's a beautiful thing. If you want to believe in Judaism, that's a beautiful thing. Christianity, that's a beautiful thing. Why do we got to hate each other and be divided? You know, if you can't see that that's all a setup and a hustle, then I feel bad.
It is. Yeah, of course it is. Of course. And ironically, these major religions all stem back to, I mean, even the three main ones, you know, you have Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. They all stem from the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It's a monotheistic God. But you know what it is religion gets a hold of it and says, well, you got to believe this way. And no, this guy is more of the prophet than this guy is the prophet. And everybody has these different ideas. And I don't, you know, on my channel, what I try to do is I study all the holy books, of course. If anything, you know, people would say, well, what are you? I guess best way to describe it would be like, well, I'm a Christian, but really I am a child of God. Same thing you are. So, you know, once you put a label on it, it's like if you have a Muslim who's watching right now or a Jew who's watching right now, you know, it becomes something like almost divisive because religion has done such a terrible job in uniting people and bringing people actually to God, which is what it's all about. So I tell people on my channel, which is Jacob Israel on YouTube, you know, Jacob's Ladder. It's also called The Well. You know, I said, when you come to the well, if you want to, you know, if you're thirsty, if you're coming over, you want some encouragement, come, but you better leave with Christ with you because, you know, it's a relationship that you need to have. It's and I'm not going to tell you, you know, where to go or what to believe. The elites seem to want to tell you, right? The big thing, you know, the Jesus is King religion. But really, is it the truth or is it more of, you know, of like a psyop? We're going to get you to believe our brand, which is ironic because in the story of Jesus, there was another man named Jesus who also was held by Rome. His name was Jesus Barabbas. So you had these two Jesuses, ironically, and one was a revolutionary, would be very pro-MAGA, right? Would be killing the enemy in the name of God. That's what you had there. And then you would have Jesus of Nazareth, which was in Nazarite is one separated from the world, the Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. So what do you want? You want to forgive people and love them, or do you want revenge? They're like, give us Barabbas. You know,
yeah.
So
it's fascinating.
Yeah. And ironic, that, you know, today, this is what you see. The prophet Elijah had a big problem with this. He was kind of a miserable, most of the prophets in the Bible were miserable because they, you know, they're like, nobody's listening, Lord, you know, been on YouTube for 20 years.
Right.
Been on YouTube since 2008, Lord, making less money than when I was selling mattresses, but nobody's listening. They got like influencers over here, like in the Christian, who's the big one in the Christian circles now? Russell Brand, right? And yes. We have Kanye, right? We have Kanye. Maybe he was Jesus's king. Oh my goodness. I told everybody, I said, man, these are vultures. Before he even titled his album Vulture, I said, these are vultures. And that's what's happening today is they're literally circling. So you have these religious people that just, man, this is the brand. And sadly, it's not going to give you any peace. And it'll show you exactly what it is when it shows up to the Grammy Awards, you know, with Kanye shows up with his wife, Bianca Censori, or I Censor, if you look at it, her name.
Yeah.
Completely, like, completely naked.
Oh, she's completely naked. We can't even show a picture of it.
No. It's terrible. Indecent. Yeah, and it's against the law.
It's like, whoa, bro, I thought you was all about Christ and all this. And
finding it funny, Tommy. I'm finding it funny because there are a lot of people that are, you know, like big name pastors that are like, now they're coming against them. Like, I stood up for you. I believed in you. And I just write, so you really didn't have much discernment. Like, you should know. If you're tuned into God, right, you should know, you know? That's why I said on my channel, I said, you know, once Ye's out of the picture, they're going to use Russell Brand. He'll be the next one. Did, a video about him, calling him the next Messiah. I hope, though, that while they're there in that position, they will sincerely seek. I hope it's not all just a big, like in Kanye's case, you know, you want to hope that it wasn't a big act. But it certainly seems like it's a money thing, right? People do things for the wrong reasons, Tommy.
Yeah, they do, unfortunately, brother. And, you know, that a lot of them do use that to further their career or for money or for a publicity stunt. And, yeah, it's just my whole thing is uniting everyone. I don't want to – and look, what Jesus, when he came back, that was his whole thing, you know. It wasn't a division.
No.
He hung out with everybody.
Yeah,
he was hanging out with poor people, the prostitutes.
Yep.
He wasn't dividing people. Mm-mm. So, you know, and I think he was killed for a lot of his knowledge, too.
Well, I look at it like spiritually speaking, the way to truly live your life has been killed within all of us. Scripture, believe it or not, says we were crucified with Christ. People don't understand that. Christ died. Now get this. You want to wrap your mind around something that'll blow your mind? Who are you? If Tommy. I asked you, who are you? What did you say?
Tommy.
You're Tommy. Interesting. Because that's not who you are. That's who someone said you are.
True.
So the truth of who you are literally died to become Tommy. Christ died to be for you. Now you must die for Christ. There's a picture of like the first man in the Bible, Adam. He was formed in the dust of the earth. In scripture, dust is ignorance. So that first man is like a picture of us, the first us. We come into the world, we don't know any better, right? And we're going about life and we're naked and everything's fine until someone says, you can't be naked, right? And then they gave you your name. You're Tommy. Who are you? I'm Tommy. You know, when Moses asked God, now this is an interesting thing, when he said, you know, who shall I say sent me to you, when he went to go talk to Pharaoh because of the plagues, which is something we're going through, spiritually speaking. God says, tell them I am that I am sent you.
Yep.
So there wasn't a name. Wasn't Tommy sent you. Wasn't Joe. It was I am that I am. I exist. But really take it a step further and look at what the name, the word am means. I am. It means I will be whatever I will be. If I, you know, I'll die for Tommy. There's a way to look at life through a different lens. We've been tricked into thinking we are this first idea of who we think we are. You can call it an ego or an id, Adam. And what we do is then we clothe ourselves with the fig leaves. In scripture, the fig leaves are like the works, the fruitless, mind you, works of religion, which is evidenced when Jesus was really hungry. And when you're hungry, you're hungering for the word of God and the truth of God. He goes and he's looking for some fruit off of this fig tree. Fig tree is always symbolic of, we'll say Israel, but the church system. And there's no fruit, there's just leaves. So Adam covers himself with leaves. Just like we'll do things like, I want the church, you know, I set up the chairs, you know, I didn't lie this week. We cover ourselves because we're really deep down, we have this shame. You know, and the good news is that Christ is when he comes again, it's not a return. The word come in Greek, erkame, it means to be manifested, to be revealed. Something that's hidden is now revealed. Like if I was under a blanket and, you know, you hadn't seen me for a long time, but I've been in the room the whole time. Where's Jacob? Where's Jacob? And then Jacob comes again, but he was there the whole time. You just didn't know it. So now where does God exist? God exists in the temple of God. Where's the temple of God? Point to your temples, right? You see how it all comes together? So that's why the instant you cry out to God, in that moment, in that twinkling of an eye, the truth comes. And it's going to be an interesting thing, because if people aren't going to go to the truth, because ultimately that's all there is, that's the good news. We can't fail because it's already been done according to scripture. That we're saved by grace through faith, you know, not of works, lest we should boast. So it's not about I went to church and I said the magic words, so now I get to be saved. No, it's not about something I did. It's something that's been done already. It's a process. So we're in process. But the people that aren't going to take it to the next level, like when they end up in the hospital and they realize I need to get in better shape. If they don't listen, what do you think happens next, Tommy? Right?
You're probably, it's not going to be good.
Right. So it's like, this is how life is now. If you F around, you're going to find out. That's what God's doing. There's a big correction in the land. So when you see these celebrities doing their nonsense stuff, I think to myself, well, remember the Golden Globes where God got zero votes? What ended up happening in LA?
The fires.
Yeah.
Can I play that clip you
had?
Yeah,
play it. Yeah.
That 113 number there real quick. And real quick before I play that, how you point to our temples and God, you know, there's a secretion that secretes from our pineal gland and it goes down the spine. That's where Santa going down the chimney comes from. And then it's resurrected going back up to 33 vertebrae.
I've heard this. Yeah.
Which is our inner Christ, our inner Christos. So there is a whole connection to that. God is within us.
You know, there's always a like a tangible, literal explanation for the spiritual, but the trick is not getting hung up in the tangible, literal, because the tangible, literal is there to give us a deeper understanding, right? So like we look at the sun rising in the heat of it, we understand what it is. But if you worship the sun, you see, So yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about and I find it fascinating, but there are people that will then take what you just said and they'll make it a whole thing.
Yeah,
you know, they'll reduce the power of God to a simple bodily function.
Yeah. So yeah. They'll say that this is what it really is.
And right. Right. But it's essential for us to see, look, here you go. More evidence. The Jacob's ladder, if you will, is within me as well, you know?
Yeah. I think it just is more proof of divine creation.
For sure. For sure.
But let's play this clip that you did. You did a fantastic job on this.
Oh, thanks.
Here about Nikki Glaser's monologue is partway through, she stopped. She wanted to take a little toll. She wanted to take a little tally of, all the shout outs that were going down.
And the acceptance speeches have been on fire. Who got shouted out the most?
And it started off innocent enough.
Let's look at the numbers. Cast and crew are leading the way with 11 mentions.
Cast and crew got 11. Moms got 3. And then she paused for a second to say God got 0.
God, creator of the universe, 0 mentions.
Wow, that is crazy right there. So you got that 113, guys. Now all my people that decode, you know, that's a huge number. It goes all the way back to the Phoenicians, the 113.
No way.
It's a perjury, dishonest, not true. Mainstream infidelity is all 113, disinfo, politics. You know, it comes, even if you look into religions and Judaism, it's in the Talmud, the Baba Kamal, 113.
Wow.
And it's where they can circumvent the Gentile, which, you know, you could take that out. However, I mean, that's just what it says. But there's a connection to like the whole reptilian things. And I think they're just demons. I'm not into aliens myself.
Yeah.
Look at the word alien anyways. It literally says a lie in it, right? So it's just a new branding for whatever these demonic entities are. But it goes back to the Phoenicians, which as far as from my research, Jacob, the Phoenicians were the Canaanites, right?
You know, it's Canaan becomes a land that we actually inherit. You know, it becomes like it's a different thing. But I think that what I wanted to go back to what you were talking about with the I saw a vampire. There's a vampire on there with the one.
Yeah. Here, let me show you.
Because that's what he was wearing. He was wearing the vampire. He was wearing the vampire house on his head.
Yeah, vampires is 113. And it's that whole, have you ever heard of Loosh Energy Harvest?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
That's what, so they are very vampiric in nature, these people. They're always trying to harvest our energy. They use that in division to get us to fight with each other, which is a form of energy harvesting. Yeah, and you're 100% right. That black house is the Dracula's house, right?
Yeah. You know, I forgot to tell you, in that Stephen King book, there is a character known as the Crimson King. the Crimson King. Crimson's like purple. It's the crimson is the robe of Christ. It's a very we'll say regal color. Grimace is crimson. 113, by the way, in Strong's, that is, you know, that's a, what you do is you take words from the scriptures and their translations. Okay. So the word in Hebrew is the Lord or the master in referring to, God. And in Greek, it's the lawless. It's, so interesting because you have the lawless and you have the Lord. So you have the wicked. It's connected to being wicked and lawless, you know?
Wow. Well, there's duality in everything, you know, just there's also, I tell people this all the time. Yeah. You might have a lot of negative stuff attached to that 113, but there's also some positive.
There's always positive, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's balance and every number has a positive and a negative side to it. Just like we do.
Hey, what's 55, by the way? Is 55 something? Because I've been seeing 55.
Satan equals 55. And then 5 + 5 = 10. And Marilyn Manson even has a song that says, "You say God, I say 10, which is a play on the word Saint 10.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Satan equals both 55 and 10 in two different, it depends on what cipher you're using, reduction or English ordinal gematria. Interesting.
That's
strange. It's fascinating.
Yeah, man. I mean, it doesn't give me a lot of good vibes, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. It doesn't mean there's some positive things in the 55 too. And one thing I remind myself, Satan didn't make numbers. God created everything. So,
well, yeah, people also forget that Satan, hey, you want to hear crazy? This is it's not even crazy. It's in the Bible, but no one will believe it. What if I told you Satan helps people get saved according to scripture? Yeah, people don't know this. What would happen is someone's really not paying attention and someone's not really doing a good job. Say that we're all trying to do something for the Lord. You know, we're trying to grow a YouTube channel, whatever. And there's one person that's just all about themselves and it's not really about the process, not about what God's doing. And, you know, is living a reckless life. And we've tried everything to get this person to come back to us and, you know, and to really just kind of, you know, repent and come to God. And well, at some point, Jesus tells, you know, the apostle, like, you know, you leave them to Satan for the destruction of their flesh, so the spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. So in other words, give them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. Everybody makes Satan out to be like this guy who's opposing God. It's more like Satan is the adversary of man, God's creation. Satan is a necessary tool and can't act according to scripture unless, of course, God approves it. In point, Job, the story of Job, you know, and ironically, before Jesus was put to death and, you know, he was with Peter and Peter's like, I'll always believe you and I'll never forsake you. And, you know, and he says, you're going to deny me three times. Before the cock crows, before the morning, before you're going to deny me three times, he says. And then he goes on to say, he says, Peter, Satan has asked me to allow him to sift you like wheat. Satan's got to ask all of a sudden. Satan has asked. I just want to let you know, Peter, Satan has asked. He wants to sift you like wheat. In other words, wheat, to get to the grain, to get to the part that's important, it needs to be sifted. You know, some of it's very easy. You can lift it up and then it, like, you know, the seed will come off nicely. Others, you have to be shecked and beaten and raked and it's not fun.
Right, right. That's interesting because, you know, they say Satan, the word Satan is tied to the whole word Saturn too.
Saturn, yep.
And Saturn was the god of the harvest.
Right.
So there's a whole connection there to, what's that Bible verse about? Do you think, Jacob, separating the tares and the wheat?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy, but, you know, will people believe it? That's another thing. Because, you know, what they're going to say is it's going to be, they believe that some people teach this. Like science fiction, that you're going to be zapped, poofed away. And I get it. You've been taught it for a long time. And spiritually that happens, but it doesn't happen literally. This is a belief that was created actually, by like three Jesuit priests back in the day. And it's called futurism, where you're basically dangling the carrot out in the future. This is what's going to happen. So just suck it up, live your life. You know, you don't even have to really do too good. Just, you know, do everything the church tells you. So they use these examples of the tares and the wheat. You know, in the judgment, what happens is God comes in and he separates the tares from the wheat. And when you have tares and wheat together, when they're growing initially, you can't really tell the difference until they're fully mature. The story goes in the Bible that, the husbandman will say, God planted this beautiful field. Imagine it to be us. So we're the garden. Okay. And while we're sleeping, because we're ignorant to what's going on, the enemy has planted a bunch of tares among the wheat. And how does it do it? By, you know, telling you things, putting little thoughts in your head. It's kind of like, you read your social media posts. This is planting, seed planting. When God speaks, he says, my word will never return void, because he knows the power of words. You take off the S on the end, you put it in the beginning, you got a sword.
Yep.
So the tares and the wheat are really the thoughts of truth and the thoughts of lies. Because Satan, get this, this is difficult for some people, it shouldn't be, is the father of all lies. The father of all lies. All lies. The father of all lies. There's no truth in Satan. There's never been any truth in Satan. Only God is truth. So the opposing factor of God would have to be the opposite of truth, the adversary, you know, yin and yang. And so Satan, the adversary, comes in, plants these seeds, the tares. And here's the thing. The angels of the harvest are like, and angels are like messages or messengers of God. And it's like, what we're going to do is we're going to go down there, and should we take the tares out now? And the master says, no, wait, let them grow up, because otherwise you'll pull out a tear and or a wheat and think it's a tear. When you're immature in spiritual terms, you can think something that is great. You could think something like a belief, like God's going to torture you endlessly unless you do a certain thing, even though that's not in scripture. Hell is destroyed in the lake of fire. Hell is the place of the dead. And, but you could think that that's truth. So that's actually a tear, because what then that teaches you is that God will forsake, God will give up, and God doesn't. God's a failure, going to fail. It doesn't. So that's a tear. But if you're immature, you're not ready to yank it out. You know what I'm saying? So you'll yank out the truth, which is that God loves you and that God will put exactly what is needed on you to get you to where you need to go. We can't fail. You see what I'm saying? So the adversary does this. It's almost like to test us, to try us. But in the end, what's gathered first, because when tares and wheat grow up together, the wheat ends up with a bunch of seed in its head, so that the head of the plant dips down, submits itself to the sun, where the tare has no seed, stands straight up. So now you can go in and say, if you're not in submission to love, if you're not in submission to God, like the wheat is, then you're a tare. So it's easy to yank those thoughts out when you're ready. You know, if you're spiritually immature, it's not. So it's not about literal people, because if it is about literal people, this is the proof that the rapture doesn't literally happen, because the angels are said to gather the tares first, bind them and set them on fire, destroy them. The truth, Jesus comes and he baptizes with fire. Fire is, it purifies, it'll burn everything down. It's truth. So you burn away the tares with the truth. Meanwhile, you take the wheat and you gather it and put it into the barn. You store up the treasure in heaven. Where's heaven? The kingdom of heaven's within you, right? So that when people need it, it's there. You can give it, you know?
Do you think heaven, there's a physical heaven after death?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, is that the kingdom of heaven is upon you. You're in it. Or you're in hell right now. According to scripture, you know?
Right.
This is what Martha and Mary And Jesus talked about when Lazarus was in the tomb, Martha was like, you know, oh, if only you were here, Lord, you know, you would have saved him. And he's like, you know, don't you know? He's just sleeping. He's going to be fine. He tells him. She says, oh, yes, I know, Lord, that he will rise again on the last day. So she was like a lot of people today where they're waiting for this event into the future. And he's like, don't you know? I'm the resurrection and the life. Someone can hear what I'm saying right now as I'm talking on Truth Mafia. If you can hear it, know that the resurrection is upon you. Rise. Lazarus, come out of your tomb. And what's the tomb? The tombs are your beliefs. That's why Jesus called the Pharisees, you whitewashed tombs. Come out of the tombs, people. But when you come out of the tombs, you're stinky, like Lazarus was stinky too. You know, so he says, disrobe them of all the crap they put on them, you know? So religion has long been the enemy of God, sadly, because man makes himself God. The tares stand straight up, the wheat don't, you know? But in the end, it's going to be one of these things. You know, there are these two sets of cicadas, the 13-year cycle and the 17-year cycle. Do you hear about them?
The cicadas, they're kind of like them things that come to light. Yeah, the bugs, right?
Yeah, this was like a big deal because they were in the old days, they thought they were the locusts of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Didn't we just have some of them like a couple years ago going crazy all over the
place? They after like, you know, since 1776, they haven't bloomed like this.
That's a great year. That's the form of the
woman. Well, because everything we're in those moments, you know. So what ended up happening was during the second eclipse, those eclipses that took place that formed the X over the United States, they basically where the two eclipses come together in this place called Carbondale, like carbon is this, you know, 666. Six electrons, protons, neutrons, carbon, what we're made of. The Dale is the valley of the shadow of death, the eclipses cross. That's where the these locusts, these come out. But there were a 13-year cycle and a 17-year cycle. These are the two sets. These are the sheep and the goats of today. These are the wheat and the tares of today. The 13-year cycle, like you said, 13, it's connected in tarot. I believe it's the death card. 17. I'm not a tarot practitioner, but God will help people that are into all of this stuff to get people to do what? What do I tell people to do? Pray. Have a relationship. Love others. Love God. That's all you got to do. If you love others, you're loving God. So these two. And the 17 is like the resurrection and renewal.
Bro, 17 is literally the key to this whole matrix. I'm going to show you something. I did a blog on this before.
Yeah, and
it's the craziest number. First of all, I was born on the 17th. That's what got me interested into it. January 17th is my birthday. And there's a bunch of things. Matrix equals 17. This is in Chaldean, the Chaldean cipher. And Chaldean, which is based on 1-8. It's the oldest cipher we have, Jacob. It goes, you know, back to the Akkadians and Nibiru is also in that. But in the Bible, there's so many connections to the number 17. It blew my mind when I did this breakdown of it. Let me see a couple of good ones here. The Ten Commandments of God were given in 17 verses. In the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, the 17th book of NRSV is the shortest. Jesus traveled 17 years for his preparation before his public ministry. Right. I mean, there's so much, bro. And the death of Osiris would have occurred on the 17th day of the month, according to Egyptian mythology. And then look, the first Freemasonic group, the lodge over in England, the Mother Lodge, when was it formed? In 1717. So there's a huge connection to the number 17 in this reality.
You want to hear? You want to hear something weird?
What's that?
You know, brother? You're into the 111. Some people call it like the three pillars of Freemasonry. Others, you know, corruption or whatever else. But as we talk about like the Matrix, 1776. My zip code is 11776. Right?
No way.
Yeah. And I got into that car accident where I got hit. A Jeep Patriot crashed into us and I lost hearing. My ear was pierced. So now I have this tinnitus all the time.
Yeah.
The place where it was hit was a Revolutionary War. It was a like a golf course, like a spy place, like the 1776 place. Weirder than that. So I'm already like in the Matrix thinking this is strange. The officer, when they handed me the police report, was Agent Smith. And the time was 111. You know, if people don't think that their lives are magical and wonderful and interesting, they need to wake up, you know?
And look at this, bro. You said the number 17 and 13 together. Well, the number 17 is used 13 times in the Bible.
Come on.
Yeah, look, right here.
Wow.
The number 17 is used 13 times in the Bible. So, yeah, man, ain't that I love synchronicity because
yeah, to me too.
It's a proof of – it shows me a proof of the Creator and his divine creation, how everything – you see these numbers. And I know there's a lot of people like, oh, that's evil. That's witchcraft. And,
what, numbers?
Yeah, I don't get really? That part.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, that's kind of silly because
I don't get it.
You know, everything is built on numbers.
Yeah, the whole – I mean, how do you think this reality – 17, too – if you got, remember that movie I recommended to you guys, that series on Apple TV, I was telling you guys about last night when we did that podcast about that young student from Cambridge who was looking into numbers. He was looking into prime numbers. And then all these people start dying. His professor, they said he killed himself.
Prime target?
Yeah, have you seen it yet?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great show. Yeah, I'm waiting for the next episode.
My
Prime bro, Target, yeah.
It's one of the best shows. When you listen to him, when he's breaking down the prime numbers,
sounds and he like starts
you. Yeah, well, listen to the last number he says, the number 17. That was the last number he said. And it kind of stood out when he said it. He even, like, dug that number out more, which I found so fascinating. Because he mentioned a bunch of prime numbers, remember? Mm-hmm. And he was like saying, we can see it all throughout creation in the sunflower seed, in different seeds, and it's all prime numbers. And then he finds out that, let me take that off. He finds out that why they're trying to kill him is, you know, dang, what happened there? There we go. Why they're trying to kill him is if you found out the real code to
yeah,
that
you can unlock everything. Yeah, it unlocks it all. Yeah,
it unlocks it all. You know, all computers, everything, especially how they got everything now on this digital grid. Mm. You know, they say the. I mean, it wasn't it fascinating, Jacob, how they were monitoring people like me in that movie, mathematicians, people that were into math. They were the people that the feds were monitoring.
You know, people make jokes. People make jokes with me. And say, you know, I've had people say, oh, I'm, you know, you probably have a handler behind the scenes, you know, that like you wouldn't even know about, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, have you seen my W-2? No one cares what I'm doing. All right. I set an entree in front of people every day. And the only way people come to it is if the Lord brings them to it or if they bring it to someone else because they feel inspired. You know, the system doesn't really much care for, I guess, the things that I share. And that's fine because you know what? A system that's built on greed needs greedy people for it to exist. And if you're kind of opposed to that, that threatens everything. I mean, why did they put Jesus to death to begin with? Because they were so worried. He didn't want to take over their religion, you know?
No.
He didn't care.
He didn't want really nothing to do with it.
So
he told them, "Your God is not my God." I try to remind people of that a lot. You know, he went in, didn't he go in there kicking over the tables too, and the money yep. lender, all mm-hmm. that. You know, wasn't really down with that. I mean, yeah, we need money to survive and live. And the last couple of years, I've had, thanks to the Most High, I've had the most successful years I've ever had until when I was in the streets selling drugs and stuff, doing the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
No, but in them days, I didn't know. I didn't know I was poisoning my community. I didn't know, even though my mother told me.
Right, and what does Jesus do? You know, he says, your sins be forgiven you, now sin no more. Like, let it go. You didn't know any better. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. God listens, you know, but that doesn't mean that you didn't have to still pay a price, right? You reap what you sow.
I paid a price. I went to prison.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying. You reap what you sow. That's good. It's like a safety net. God can't fail. It's just, you can just decide how long your suffering is going to be.
Yep. Karma, man. It's real. Like, that's why I try to treat people good now and help others, you know, and not be greedy and not let money control me. Because all that will come back to you, bro. Mm-hmm. It really will. I've learned that over my years, you know. It will come back to you. So you might think, oh, I got away with it. I ripped this person off and I came up. But next thing you know, you might lose your wallet and lose 10 times that money.
True.
Stuff like that, you know.
Oh, you want to, you know something? You want to, speaking of something, can I play something for you?
Yes, sir.
It's funny because I write poetry and music too.
Oh,
and
cool.
This morning, you know, I was thinking, I was like a little down. I shouldn't say down in the dumps. I wasn't down in the dumps. I was tired. I just finished the live show. And, you know, and I got to thinking, you know, because when you, if you look at your life from the lens of, you know, if you look at your life from the lens of, am I worthy? You know, you're going to have a problem right there, right? Because even people that are, you know, like even Jesus, okay, said, when someone came up to him, said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Like, what do I have to do? Show me the way. And Jesus didn't tell him. He said, why are you calling me good? Why are you calling me good? Then he goes on to say, there is none good but the Father. Basically, what he's saying is all the good you see in me, he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. People don't get that. How do we get there? You got to do what I do. You got to know what I know. He was the first in scripture among many brethren. But what religion has done is it's made it about one specific person that is far away from you, as opposed to being smack dab in the middle of you, because God only has one child, Adam. There's the first Adam, the man who's dead, and there's the Adam who's born again, the last Adam, the Christ man. So, you know, I was going through this and I wrote this song and just a poem that I wrote today. And then I put it to a rap music. Can I share it?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as there's nothing.
No. I don't do, and this is AI. So it's like,
oh, okay. So it's all
AI. It's all like legitimately I own it, okay, which I think is amazing. I have so many songs that I've put together so far. It's really something else. You know, let me see if I can pull this up.
Check out the, if you like doing it that way, check out SUNO, the app, SUNO.
SUNO. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm using. That's what I use.
Oh yeah. That's a phenomenal one. You can write your own lyrics to it. And if you, especially if you pay for the, membership on there, it's like $10 a month. But I don't like letting AI make the lyrics, cause it comes up with some stupid lyrics.
No, I write the lyrics.
All right, yeah, so I write.
Let's see if I can play this for you. Can you hear this?
I'm not so great that I forget to appreciate the many joys and blessings in my life. I'm not so blind that I cannot find the silver lining in heartache and strife. I'm not so strong that I don't scream out to God all night long when nothing around me seems right. I'm not so wise, compassionate, or gracious you'll find when the gates of hell come to a grind, closing me in from behind. And all I can think of to do is cry. Why me, God? Who do I feel forsaken? I'm not so sure if I'll ever find the key.
blood to the many aches, heartbreaks, loss, betrayal, and more. While they laugh in my face as I am scorned, all of this, Lord, I endure. So why, God? Why do I feel forsaken? This is the pill, the devil just for thrills is the one he wish I'd taken. But listen. But listen here, devil, before this judgment against you is leveled, the God of Jacob will not leave me forsaken. You will remember this when your paper machete kingdom from you is taken. My God has never left me, he's not returned, and I am not forsaken. I may not be great, may not always see things the way they should be.
That's pretty good, Jacob.
I may feel at times God has left me, but I know God's will is my prize. So keep your bitter medicine, devil, for your lies. I no longer have time.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it. I like the lyrics and stuff. You know, a lot of people, they don't listen. I listen to the lyrics. I listen to what's being said there. Because, like, with all the music I make, that's what I try to do, put a message in it, you know. Because all this music now is so garbage, bro. It's just a bunch of mumbling and, you know.
Yeah, I wrote thousands of, like, you know, I didn't even know why. Like, when no one knew me, I was just on Facebook just writing. I wrote poetry every day. I have a novel, too, by the way. If anybody likes to read, I'm going to put a plug in. This is, like, the best. If you've never read a novel, you know, if you like Stephen King or any of that, so I'm telling you, this will be the best book you've read. I'm telling you. Like, at least this year, if not, there's like over 1,000 five-star reviews. I was really kind of stupid when I put it out there because I was thinking, oh, I'll only make less than $1 on each book. And it sold very well in the beginning. And, but it's a remarkable novel. But, you know, you put these things out there. You don't know when. Like, when I wrote this years ago. What is that?
Where can they get it?
Oh, you can go. I mean, it's on sale anywhere, but go to Amazon.com because, I like, you know, it's like everybody knows where Amazon is. And, but yeah, it's just, it's an allegory and it's kind of like, there's a lot of hidden treasure in there, but I, you know, over the years I've shared so much and now, you know, all of a sudden now I can reach people right now, all of a sudden, all these things that when I wrote this, I had, custody of two children. I was broke in a small little apartment. You know, I just lost my home. My first wife, took off. I was with these two little kids. I had like a baby and I was all on my own, stressed out. I was working for this Christian television network that, you know, hated divorce. And I ended up leaving, by the way. It was like the largest. God placed me there too. I've worked for a lot of weird places, but I was like, you know, I wrote it then. And that was, God, how long? It was like 20 something years ago. And now here today, it's like, it was like a bestseller on Amazon for new releases. You know,
are you a Paisan, Jacob?
Oh yeah, man, I'm Italian.
I can hear it in you.
Israel's not my legal last name.
Right. I can hear the Italian. We have Sicilian in us, but I thought it was so much more in my whole
Sicilian,
life.
Sicilian, I'm Sicilian. Yeah,
I did the 23andMe, bro, and I was shocked at how much other things I have in me. You should check it out. Yeah, man, I got like I have
now they know how to now they know how to like genetically modify a virus to kill you.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm
kind of scared about that.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared about all that, you know, since I did it. But this was way
before. Don't be scared. I'm just messing with you.
But no, my mom actually had me do it. And at that time, I wasn't thinking like I do now that they could actually genetically modify something based on your DNA and, you know, hit you with a certain frequency or something. Yeah. So I would never do it now, but it's been out there.
I have a friend who has a child. They did that just to find out who they were. And then they found out they had like a 20-year-old child. They did something in college and forgot about it. Or, you know, the girl was like a nanny and like moved out of town. And so can you imagine you got a family and now all of a sudden it's like, hey, Dad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, dude, you find out who your cousins are. Yep. And like, I got all these cousins I didn't know about. Wow. And it's crazy, man. It's pretty cool, though.
I never met my father. I never met my father. So I recently met like three other brothers that I have that, like, you know, that were his sons. It was very weird walking into a room with three other guys that kind of look like me. It was very.
And you never met them a day in your life?
Never.
Well, I know you got to get ready to go soon. And guys, you know, make sure you check all Jacob's stuff out, Jacob Israel on YouTube. Right. All of his links are down below. Before you go, Jacob, I do want to ask you one question.
Sure.
Did you see that stuff that was going on out in LA from above, where people were writing help in the sand? Did you see that, bro?
You know, it breaks your heart, you know, to see stuff like this. And then, you know, the worst part is then how it's politicized and then how it's, you know. Yeah, I mean, look, there's a cry for help everywhere today. I think we're going to start seeing more of that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's very strange, dude. And there's a girl that was talking about she could hear people in shipping containers and they were shutting it down.
That's horrible.
Kind of looks like she was doing a salute there from World War II.
She was sending her heart out to people. It was just... her heart goes out to people, or she's hailing a cab.
Yeah, she's hailing a cab. But yeah, thank you for coming on, brother.
Thank you.
We kind of got a little off the Hunger Games guys in the comments. Sorry, but it was a great conversation,
and yeah, it was fun.
Enjoyed it, and we'll definitely have you on again, brother. Thanks for coming on. So I play this outro, and You can go ahead and I know you got to go do your thing. So I'll play the outro and you can head out. So thank you, brother.
Thank you. And I appreciate you. And thank you, everybody who's watching. I really, you're a really great guy, Tommy. And I'm glad we finally got to do this. And I really do appreciate for a while now, you've been sharing my videos on your platform. And I can say that is a lot more than people do for me. And you don't know me. So God bless you. God bless your family and your friends, and God bless your audience.
Well, I thank you for everything you've done for Donut. He's always speaked very highly of you.
Sweet,
and
man.
Said he wouldn't be where he was without you. So we appreciate you too, brother. You take care.
Thank you, brother. Be good.
Yep.
Yo, we living in a sim, reality's a game. NPCs around us, they all look the same. Soulless entities controlled by AI. Quantum computer running life, asking why. Are you just a player, controlled by machine? Or a first player character, living the dream? Tap into the code, break free from the lies. Decode your gematria, see through their disguise. In the simulation, what's your role, what's your fate? Are you real or controlled, can you navigate? Elites use gematria, secrets in the code. Find out your archetype, let the truth unfold. Super quantum computer, pulling all the strings. NPCs moving like puppets on a swing. The matrix got nothing on the life we lead. Green letters falling is the truth we need. Are you just a player, controlled by machine? Or a first player character, living the dream? Tap into the code, break free from the lies. Decode your gematria, see through their disguise. In the simulation, what's your role, what's your fate? Are you real or controlled, can you navigate? Elites use gematria, secrets in the code. Find out your archetype, let the truth unfold. Types defined from NPCs to Neo. First players rise, let your true self show. Do the